Hi, it's Katrina from Wholesome Ireland. It is Monday, the 5th of January 2015, and I'm sitting in my kitchen and there's a couple of different background noises whizzing away. There's the boiler kicking in because the temperature is dropping outside. It is, after all, winter here in Ireland. It's not that cold today. I suppose it's probably about 7 degrees outside, but I'm feeling the cold because I'm a little bit under the weather, so the heat is on. The fan oven is going in the background. All for dinner. It's a fast food style dinner today. There's some homemade oven chips, which I suppose is one of the quickest fast foods that I know how to make. Quite simply, I peeled some fresh potatoes, tossed them in a little bit of oil and lashed them in the oven at 180 degrees Celsius. That's a fan oven. And they'll cook in there for about 55 minutes to possibly even 75 minutes until they're crispy and golden. I also made some sausage rolls and I must add I had some of my own sausage meat and I used some ready-made pastry. So that's what's on the menu for dinner this evening. We'll finish that off with a couple of portions of baked beans to add extra protein and extra fibre into our diets. It's all about kind of stodgy, warming, comfort food meals at this time of the year for us, particularly as today was the first day back in school for the six-year-old. Further on in the background, you may or may not be able to hear CBeebies, which is a BBC Kids channel, going in the background for the three-year-old who's been doing the shopping, put that in inverted commas, with me in the kitchen, because I've got a number of cardboard boxes that are ready for recycling, but he's been shopping with them. So he's been going in and out to the shops and filling them and emptying them and having all sorts of fun, because at the end of the day, there's not very much more fun for a three-year-old than an empty cardboard box. I mentioned at the start that I'm a little bit under the weather. Before Christmas even happened, I managed to fall off of the bed. It just sounds so ridiculous. But anyway, yeah, I fell off the bed. I did myself some serious injury. By the time I made it to the GP last week, she figured there was no point in sending me for an x-ray because she wasn't too sure that it would show anything that she would be able to interpret. The swelling is fairly large on my back. I've got very, very bad bruising, which I'm assuming is in part due to the fact that I have low von Willebrand's factor, which is a type of bleeding disorder, which means that I can bruise an awful lot more than the regular Joe Soap would. I'm still in an awful lot of pain, so the GP told me to give it 2 weeks and see how I got on. Prescribed me like buckets of painkillers, which are helping with sleeping at night, which is good, but moving around during the day is a bit of hassle. So thankfully I'm really, really lucky, and I know how lucky I am. I have some great family nearby who've offered to help out with stuff like school runs. Those of you who follow me on social media will know that I normally do a walk of about 7 to 8 kilometres a day for one of the school runs, so obviously that's just not feasible. I'm struggling to move around. So I'm dividing my day between sitting down, moving around the house, and lying down when the pain just gets too bad, and I'm hoping it eases soon. I'm no stranger to back pain. I've had some pretty bad back pain in the past. I've had some pretty bad back injuries. This just feels different. That just sounds so odd. And the bruising is very slow to pass, but I did give myself a really, really awful whack on my back, particularly because I fell on my husband's steel toe cap boot, which I hasten to add was empty at the time, but I just landed really, really awkwardly. So in the meantime, if you're looking for me, you'll find me across all social media networks as Wholesome Ireland, except for Twitter, where I'm at WholesomeIE. Up on the blog today is the Money Saving Monday roundup of the best grocery deals, your best options when buying fresh food across the main Irish supermarkets, and a couple of selected picks of some decent weekly or daily special buys from a couple of the supermarkets, like the German retailers, who would have, you know, the bi-weekly special buys. So I normally round them up every Monday, pick out what I think is the best value, highlight the best fresh fruit, vegetables and meat offers, and then it's up to you whether or not you choose to go to the individual supermarkets. that's happening every Monday over on the blog. There's more changes to happen for the year ahead. I would have hoped that they'd be in place by now, but I have spent the majority of the Christmas holidays either lying in the bed or dealing with pain, and it's not brilliant dealing with pain and working through brain fog and then trying to work as well. And at the end of the day, writing is my job, and the blog is a very, very interesting and wonderful hobby, but I have to keep my clients taken care of. So it's very important to me that my clients are happy. So priority for the moment, for the time being, is making sure that my clients are taken care of, because at the end of the day, that's what pays the bills. Whatever you're up to, I hope you have a fantastic and happy new year, and I'm sure I'll talk to you again soon. Take care. Bye.